All right, it's... What is the date today anyway? 17th of June, July 2010. Dinner Party 5. The most fiasco-tastic DP ever. It all started in mid-May, right? When this bitch, who I won't name by the name of Gabrielle Ann Rouse of 343 Unit 1, Lygon Street, Brunswick East. I'm not going to suggest that anyone listening to this goes to her house and eggs her mailbox or does anything antisocial like that, because that would not only be childish but irresponsible. But if anyone feels like doing that, obviously it's not my place to stand in their way. Oh no, that was totally the wrong... It all started in mid-May when it was time for Dinner Party 5 invitation to be issued, and I got together this killer guest list, like this awesome collection of people. We had fucking Nev Sporovska. Yeah, I'll get to that. None of whom are presently here because they're flakes and they suck and I hate them. I don't really hate them, actually. I think that they're all good. That's why I invited them to dinner. But anyway, we had Nev Sporovska and Adrian Trashman of Keith Party fame, currently performing at the Bendigo Hotel down the road. Berkey, who was here earlier, spent the night on the couch. We had Liv Goodall and David Ram. We had David Allen. We had my sister, who was also flaked. She generally has been a staple of the dinner parties. There's always come. She didn't come to the last one. She's gone to a fucking roller derby because she's a fucking dyke. And I do mean that in a derogatory sense, not really. Sorry? Meg's gone to a roller derby.
That's so 80s.
Fucking women beating the shit out of each other with hockey sticks or some shit on roller skates. I don't know. It's all that Juno chick's fault. Who else did we have? Anyway, I'm doing a monologue here, for fuck's sake. I thought we agreed that this was the plan. Yeah, now everything's got... And this is them, or this reminds me of DP2, like at the start of DP2, which was also like shoveling shit uphill to organise. And that's the point. Everything that could go wrong with organising a dinner party has gone wrong, which is sort of the thing. Like, my boat got torpedoed and just everything's been going wrong over the last 2 months. I think that we've hit turnaround. That's what this evening kind of symbolises to me, which is nice. But everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. DP2 was similar, and I sort of said at the start of the night, you know what, this whole thing's been a fiasco, it's a fail, like, this night has failed from the very start, so let's all just relax and have a good time and not worry. And that worked really well as a strategy. My friend E from Canberra, Evan, always used to say the secret to happiness is low expectations. I don't entirely agree with that. I'm spitting my tits off right now, oh my God. But there's something in it. Like, if you don't expect anything, then you're not going to have that fear of failure, and you're not going to be going, oh, fear of failure, and you just relax and everything's all right. I was so determined to get this lineup of people together that I changed the date 3 times. And if you look at the succession of advisory invitation emails, it's like this train wreck in slow motion. Oh, okay, Jason Mailing's overseas on that date. Dan Cross is in Tasmania on that date. We'll move it again, we'll move it again, we'll move it again. Oh, shit, it's Nev Sporovka's birthday. We'll move it again. In the end, we got no one. I've got this ragtag collection of fucking losers. No, that's completely wrong. In fact, what we've got is sort of like... What we've got is a DPP greatest hits. So if the DPP was like music...
It's the double down.
This would be like a mixtape. You know, we've got Justin of DP2 fame. We've got Luke and Sarah of DP4 fame. We've got Rob Healy of DP3 fame. We don't have... Apart from Grimsey, He's absolutely wrong. And we've got Pablo, of course, who has not been to a DPP, so we've got what the Scientologists refer to as fresh meat, which is always good. And we don't have anyone who was uniquely at DP1, but we did have Berkey, who hasn't been back to my house, I think, since DP1, sleeping on the couch last night, so he's sort of here in spirit, you know, and that was lovely. That was another thing that went disastrously wrong, is last night when I was doing a test run on the pies, you know, because I'm cooking pies, which is a total variation of the formula. Pies. I was at the IGA buying stuff, and who should show but Matt Cav and Justin and Zach from the SRC and Berkey. And they said, we're going to come to your house and get fucked up. And I was like, all right then. Actually, I was like, yes, that's awesome. But in the end, I was up until dawn getting fucked up with these awesome people. And then Luke Sims turned up at 3 a.m. And so, you know, I slept half the day, woke up feeling like death. And I've been running around like crazy, making pies, just cleaning the house. I had a lot of arguments from that. And, you know... So that was another thing that went wrong. Fiasco, just complete fiasco. But that's the thing. It's all about relinquishing control. And this thing of, like, just sort of awesomeness. You have to let awesomeness happen. You can't force it. And the more you try, the more you'll fail. And I was really going somewhere with this, but I think that that's about it. That's my monologue. That's DP5. Thanks, everyone, for coming. I should say, yeah, did I introduce everyone? All right, that's enough. If anyone else wants to talk, you can talk. But
I need more booze for
you
that.
You need more booze. All right, we'll do more audio later. That's enough.